The school district will be replacing one of its two vans used to transport students to and from sporting events and other activities. Maintenance Director Dan Tate explained the district cannot replace its existing passenger vans with a similar vehicle. Instead, the federal government is requiring a replacement that's called a multi-function school activity bus.
We've been utilizing passenger vans. We're not supposed to be using passenger vans in the future based on the ruling of the federal government. So we thought, let's start with a used one to make sure that this is the type of vehicle that we want. That's what we presented to you two or three meetings ago. Mm-hmm.
The district's current passenger vans are a 2002 Chevrolet and a 2003 Ford, and both eventually will have to be replaced. Tate said teachers or coaches would have to do some training on the new activity bus before driving it, and it would not be loaned out to visiting teams. He recommended a used model around a 2005 instead of buying new. Board member Jay Lister questioned Tate on that.
I mean, it scares me a little bit. That's almost the same age as the ones that are falling apart on us. The same mileage.
That's
sort of.
But they're not being maintained to the same standard.
Ours aren't being maintained, right?
The same
ours
standard.
Are being to the same standard. We basically treat ours like you would probably treat your own vehicle. When there's an issue, we take it over to our borough shops and they work on it for us.
Tate told the board the replacement bus would be maintained on a schedule instead of as needed. Board members approved spending up to $40,000 for a used bus and directed Tate to look for something more recent than a 2005 if it was available. Money is coming from the district's vehicle replacement fund for the purchase. Also Friday, the board approved spending just over $21,000 for new lights in the gym. The low bidder on that project is Nordic Electric of Petersburg. Tate explained that company will use LED lights to replace high-pressure sodium fixtures that are around 40 years old. He also said the light color should change in the gym.
We also specified the color spectrum because historically, as long as I've been here for 8 years, the yellowish lights that we have in our gym is not conducive to photography. It's, I guess, hard on the players to do their craft, what they do out there. So we made sure that the lighting was at least 4100K, which is what's going on in the community gym. And that's also what we use in the classrooms.
Tate estimated a 60% savings in energy costs to light the gym with the change to LED. The district will also consider redoing the lights in the wrestling mat room and adding motion sensors to turn the lights off when no one's in the gym. In Petersburg, I'm Joe Vicnicki.